We begin in northern Kosovo, where demonstrations have turned violent. At least 41 NATO peacekeepers and 52 ethnic Serbs were injured when fighting broke out during a protest against ethnic Albanian mayors taking office. Esad Beg reports from the town of Zvetgan.
This is not the de-escalation NATO, the EU and the US called for. Instead, it's NATO forces known as K4 that came under attack. Serb protesters in Zvečan threw tear gas and stun grenades at the soldiers, some of whom suffered fractures and burns. Kosovo President Vjosa Osmani accused Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić of destabilizing Kosovo. Serbs also painted the letter Z on police and NATO vehicles, referring to a Russian sign used in the war in Ukraine. For its part, the government in Serbia has been cautious in its dealings with ally Russia and the West over the Ukraine conflict. Earlier in the day, Serbs tried to take over a local government building in the town of Zvečan in northern Kosovo, but were pushed back by Kosovo police officers. Anger has risen among Serbs since Friday when ethnic Albanian mayors tried to take over in Serb-majority areas in Kosovo. Ethnic Serbs here have never recognized its self-declared independence in 2008. They see themselves as part of Serbia.
We have two requests: that illegal, illegitimate sheriffs, the way they call themselves, the newly elected mayors, go to their homes, and that all of the special forces that are currently in the town hall and around the town hall pull out, because this is not a police station. This is the people's town hall.
Serbs here don't recognize Kosovo institutions, they don't pay tax in Kosovo, and boycotted local elections in four municipalities last month. The turnout was less than 3.5%.
I work in Serbian company. It's a healthcare, dentist technician. So only who pay Serbian people here is Serbia. You can't live without money, yeah? So Albanian, let them in Albania, not Pristina, not Gračanica and Zvečan. In the first place, Zvečan, because this is Serbian land.
Kosovo's prime minister has said the country needs to uphold its constitution. One of the elected mayors says the protests have nothing to do with democracy.
Criminal gangs are making efforts to hinder security, the rule of law, and to obstruct the processes to move Kosovo's institutions forward. These groups, inspired by various Serbian-Russian services, strongly supported even by Serbia itself, are causing these problems. They are obstructing the establishment of a reliable legal infrastructure in the Republic of Kosovo.
Here in North Kosovo, ethnic Serbs sing nationalistic songs and wave Serbian flags, but others fear the greater autonomy they ask for could become a step towards this area becoming a part of Serbia. NATO forces say they've increased their presence in the north. But with the war in Ukraine and Serbia's close relationship with Russia, Western powers are keen to avoid another conflict in the region. Their fragile peace remains difficult.
With people here not willing to back down and Kosovo police continuing to maintain a presence outside municipality buildings, tensions here seem set to continue. Asad Beg, Al Jazeera, Zvečan, Kosovo.
Serbia's President Aleksandar Vučić has addressed the violence. Bernard Smith has more from Belgrade.
Among the NATO peacekeepers injured in those confrontations with ethnic Serbs in northern Kosovo are Hungarians and Italians, and their governments say some of them have been seriously injured, and more than 50 Serbs have been injured, according to the government here, three of them seriously. Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić is calling on Serbs to protest peacefully.
I'm urging the Serbs in Kosovo, and I know how they feel and how difficult it is for them, not to get into a conflict with NATO. Not because I'm afraid or because any of us are afraid. None of us personally have anything to lose, but because that's what Kurti wants most.
Vučić is referring there to Albin Kurti, the Kosovan Prime Minister, and he blames him for this escalation in violence. Vučić says he'll be visiting his troops. They remain on high alert and will be moving closer to the border with Kosovo, although any direct confrontation between NATO forces and Serbian forces would be an extraordinary escalation and is unlikely. And Vucic is calling for a meeting on Tuesday with diplomats from the US, Germany, the UK, France and Italy. Now, there have been frequent outbreaks of violence and confrontations in northern Kosovo. The ethnic Serbs living there have never accepted Kosovo's unilateral declaration of independence back in 2008. But this outbreak of violence is perhaps the most serious there's been there since then. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera, Belgrade.